You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk
are go.
This week on International Desk, an unfolding story from the United States. Conservative political organizer Charlie Kirk has died after being shot during an event at Utah Valley University. Kirk was a controversial figure, known for his pro-guns and Christian nationalist views, as well as his close allyship with United States President Donald Trump. Kirk's death comes shortly after other stories of political violence in the United States. In June, Democratic legislator Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were assassinated in a shooting in their home. State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette were also injured the same day. Following the news about Kirk's death, I reached out to Andre Farr, also from the Yale Daily News, to find out how people were reacting in the United States. I started by asking if he could explain who Charlie Kirk was and the circumstances surrounding his death. Warning, this story contains descriptions of gun violence.
Well, Charlie Kirk was a right-wing political commentator and political activist. He spent a lot of time traveling around university campuses around the United States, trumpeting and relaying very hardline right-wing political views. He made a career out of debating college students, other prominent politicians and political activists across the political spectrum. And he became renowned for his impact and influence on right-wing pro-Trump politics. He had a really strong platform as a podcaster and as a broadcaster, and made quite a significant impact on conservative media in the United States. The circumstances around the shooting that took place today was he was at an event at a university campus in Utah. And he was there to debate people in the crowd, and that was actually what was happening when the gunshot rang out. The shooter, who was apparently a few hundred yards away, fired a shot. There's video all over social media from all angles of the incident. It's a really gruesome sight, as you see basically a big hole being pierced through Charlie's neck. It's a very violent and gruesome video, and it's very obvious that from that immediate point, you know, he kind of leans over to his left side and falls to the ground, and people run away following the shot that rings out. It was a very violent scene, a very shocking scene, and it really unfolded quite quickly.
What have the political reactions been to Kirk's death?
Well, people across the political spectrum have been posting on social media, as well as appearing on American media across the political spectrum talking about this. It speaks a lot to the current state of political violence in the United States, and continues a concerning trend of political violence in the United States, obviously sparked by the assassination attempt on Donald Trump in 2024 in Butler, Pennsylvania. And so political reactions have been to call out political violence, obviously noting that, you know, people on the left and people on the right have had mixed perspectives on Charlie Kirk as a character. But, you know, at the relative center, people have been saying that, you know, despite the often controversial views that Charlie relayed, that across, you know, all means, political violence is not the way to resolve issues in disagreements, and that has been the consensus amongst the political commentators or political commentary that has unfolded this evening in the United States.
What have the reactions to his death been from people you've spoken to around campus, for example?
Well, first of all, I was in class actually when I found out that Charlie had been shot. I got a news notification from the New York Times, and I texted a close friend shortly afterwards, and she was telling me, like, you know, that she was watching the news too and was really, really shocked to see it happen, but also not a relative level of surprise in the context of the United States, being that unfortunately, things like this happen in the United States around gun violence and political violence. And it just seemed like this was just another incidence of that being the case. Obviously, the announcement of his death has been relatively recent as well, so I haven't really had a chance to speak to other people about it. But I've also overheard, walking around campus, people murmuring about the incident, seeing the video that's been relayed on social media of the shooting, the violence that it portrayed. You know, it was a very violent act, and it was really shocking just seeing you know, Charlie just, you know, 1 second talking and the next just keeling over to his side with blood everywhere. Very, very violent. And so I've heard people talk about it on campus. It'll be interesting to see how in the coming days it happens. And it's actually quite notable because yesterday there was a ceremony at Yale for William F. Buckley, which is who was quite a well-known conservative commentator. And there's an institute at Yale called the Buckley Institute, and they're kind of represented as the right-wing political institute at Yale, that's president at Yale. And I'm interested in seeing how people on campus at Yale who are of the right wing will come out and react to this. I've been seeing social media posts of friends of mine here in the United States and seeing some pretty strong reaction to his death. I'd say some people on the cusp of condoning the act that happened, which also just relays the divisive nature of Charlie Kirk as a character, and that will be obviously something that he will be remembered for.
You've touched on this a little bit already, but overall, how does this fit into a wider pattern of recent political violence and more general unrest in the United States?
Well, it notes a concerning trend, and obviously we'll have to see in the coming days and weeks how the discussion pans out. Donald Trump reacted quite strongly to the death of Charlie. All United States flags on Trump properties will be flown at half mast. And so knowing Charlie's impact on right-wing political ideals is, you know, it's unrefuted. He had that impact, and people on the right will absolutely mourn his loss. But it'll also note a concerning shift in right-wing or even just general political discourse in the United States. If political commentators and outspoken figures now have to worry about their lives as a result of having outspoken opinions, then is it just a slippery slope of open discourse and dialogue? And a lot would argue that you know, the threat of violence on people will hopefully not be enough to quash political dissent and strong ideals. But it is unfortunate that in the context of the United States, that this is the current state of things. And it could be characterized, and I know it's been characterized in the commentary that I've heard today, that it's the left and right that are stoking political divisions across the country. And so it'll be interesting to see how people of the left and the right in the United States react to this, how they come together to speak against political violence. Something that you sent to me, Caden, just before we went on the interview was Charlie was actually meant to debate a progressive influencer, Hassan Piker, at Dartmouth College later this month. Dartmouth is not that far from Yale. It's about an hour or two away in New York. So Hassan has come out and said that he's really concerned now for his own life as a result. And so, you know, that it's kind of unsurprising that that's the result. And more so, you know, it's just interesting to see how people have reacted following his death. I'm still trying to process my own thoughts around it. Obviously, just acknowledging the fact that Charlie was a divisive figure, and I'm pretty sure that all outspoken political figures probably have a thought in their mind of whether their lives are at risk by having an outspoken position, an outspoken voice. And unfortunately, Charlie was someone who suffered as a result.
That was Yale Daily News' Andrea Fahoso on the death of conservative political activist Charlie Kirk and the prominence of political violence in the United States.
International Desk on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.